tattooed, pimp his son, and the words all rhyme. It won't offend if you sing it at school, then I'm gonna sing your home. Never know it, but you're short, think you're growing, you're on the good Lord! We call strong.
it all seems so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I'm hurt, it rubs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when I'm holding you?
Thank you very much. I don't know what to say. This place is packed, and I'm happy that you're here. This is going to be a strange, not strange, it's going to be a little different for me, this show. I won't be back for a while. I'm not going to perform for a year or so, and so this is probably the last time I'll be here for a while, so I felt that rather than have an opening act or someone come out, I would like to do both halves myself and do all kinds of rock and roll songs the first half. And the second part of the show, we'll do some of the later pieces that I've written. And it feels good, at least if I don't do well the first half, I know I have a second shot at it, you know. Of course, if I do real bad the first half, I may not even show up for the second half. Survival. But thank you for being here. The show is just as loose as you can imagine. Take your shoes off if you want to. You can clap at any point in the show. You can sing along at any point. Just make yourself comfortable. And we're going to talk about rock and roll, get into some early 1966 rock and roll music for you now, if you can still take it at this time in our lives. years old. I worked with my father in the farmers markets that surrounded New York City at that time. And we'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we'd get into his old 48 Plymouth, and we'd drive off to the marketplace. And when the day was over, we'd get back in the car, sometimes 3, 4 the next morning, and we'd come home tired and sweaty and dirty and, in a strange way, warmed by each other's presence. And I was a child, except in his eyes. And I suppose because of it, in mine. And the song talks about that time in my life. If I close my eyes, hear my mother calling, "Neil, go find your brother. Daddy's home and it's time for supper. Hurry on." And I see two boys racing up two flights of staircase, squirming into Papa's embrace. And his whiskers warm on their face, where's it gone? Where's it gone? Two floors above the butcher, and life filled to the brim as I stood by my window and looked out on those Brooklyn roads. I can still recall smells of cooking in the hallways, rubbers drying in the doorways. And report cards I was always afraid to show. Mom would come to school and I'd sit there softly crying. Teacher'd say he's just not trying. Got a good head if he'd apply it, but you know yourself, it's always somewhere else. I built me a castle with dragons and kings, and I'd ride off with them as I stood by my window and looked out on those Brooklyn roads. Scars that love erases, but But as my mind walks through those places, I'm wondering, what's come of them? Some of the young boys come home to my room. Does he dream what I did as he stands by my window and looks out on those Brooklyn roads? Thank you. Can we get a spotlight over there on that steel pedal guitar? Can you move it? It's about 6 feet past the sampling part. Yeah. Well, no, that's an electric guitar, but it's a little to the right of that. Yeah. That's called a steel pedal guitar. And it's very interesting, actually, and creates some interesting sounds. So we're going to do Kentucky Woman, and we'll do it with that guitar. And it's nice. If you feel like clapping along with it, you can, it's okay. But just save enough energy for when it's finished.
Me. God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman.
That song was written while I was in the back of a car riding through Kentucky, right outside of Paducah, Kentucky, 6 years ago. And somebody from Paducah? Nobody from Paducah here. Nobody from Paducah in Paducah. That town was empty. I'd like to tell your friends that you're from Paducah, Kentucky. It's interesting. Those songs come in the strangest times and strangest places. And I remember that quite distinctly. Kentucky woman. Unfortunately, there were no Kentucky women available at that time. Which forced me to write the song. I suppose if they were available, I wouldn't have had a song to do there at that point. What's that? Is that my guitar? Feeding back? Why? The level isn't up. Yes, it is. If you could take a little top off the guitar, maybe it'll just take a little bit. Let's see. No, that's a little too much. A little bit less. That's fine. Now he's gonna tell me he didn't touch it. That's really embarrassing. It happens all the time. You'll tell an engineer, no, it's wrong. I need more top. You know, at about 10,000 cycles, I need more top. And he's more, and I said, more. And I say, perfect, absolutely what I want. And you know, when they're laughing inside, I didn't even touch the knob. It's all psychological. But, why are you laughing, Jeff? Did you not touch the knob? You didn't. You'll ask an audience whether they want to hear a particular song. Sometimes you just have an urge to do a particular song on stage, and you don't know whether the audience is interested, but sometimes you think that they are. It's the kind of a question that you know that the answer is. You'll say, do you want to hear this? And everybody will say, yeah, let's hear that. Well, I had a song in mind once that I wanted to do, and I said, do you want to hear this song? I really like to do it. And it was like silence, you know? And I really felt like an idiot for asking in the first place, because it didn't matter. And so taking the cue from that, I'd like to do a song for you right now. And it's kind of a strange song. I may have done it here when I was last here, but it's much better now, because I know it. Try and catch the words. The song is written very distinctly with one concept in mind. There are 43 syllables per breath. And we'll see if I can do it. When I'm black and blue from kicking myself for giving you up to somebody else, just treating you human is all I have to do. And I got corns from walking the floor, my shoes are all worn, and the carpet's half torn. I've kicked myself until I'm black and blue. Child, I'd be so happy if you'd come back again. I've been getting slappy from all these punishments. Well, I'd run out of ways of doing me home, gonna spend my days on a funny farm if I can't spend them to you. Last verse. If I'm a crumb, maybe you're the cake, and I know that you'll come to relieve the ache, cause I'm kicking myself for making me black and blue over you. From the band, which I must do. This is this great, dumb country song that I wrote, but it's real fun. Yo! Shows Mary Lou Jane. What if I leave? That's about as dumb as you can get. You're so sweet, horse flies keep hanging around your face. Kentucky moonshine could never take your place. And your eyes could give me goosebumps down to my toes. Play it, fellas. Feel like the only rooster in the hen house, and I guess it shows. Believe it or not, I have written dumber songs than that. They're rare. They're unheard of for the most part. But I intend to do one right at this moment. On the scale of 10, this is for dumbness. This is about 11. He used to be the only boy that you'd be found with. Now I can't even get close. Well, you'd think I'd just come down with measles. You'd think I had measles. It gets worse. Little red spots. Ah, but baby, all I really got is a case of the blue. Yes. The second verse, I wouldn't dare do the second verse. It's just dumber than the first verse. Yeah? Well, all right, I'll do it if you don't hold it against me, if you don't, you know. Medicine don't mean a thing. Is any child a four knows? Get this rhyme. It's you that's got me quarantined, and only you can cure those measles. Well, you think I had measles, 'cause though I were covered with little red spots, I'm the baby, all I really got. Kiss of the blues. I would do the third verse here, but it's just as dumb as the first two verses. I can't do it now. I'll tell you why. Is there one person in the audience who wants to hear the third verse? You're weird. Okay, you people who don't want to hear it, just don't listen, okay? Let me see if I can remember it. Christ, I don't remember it. I wrote this when I was 15. What? Do the dirty one. I don't have a dirty one. This is clean. Yes, I remember it. The story is furthered in this verse. Don't need a checkup to tell there's someone new who's with you. He used to say, I gave you the chills, but now you act like I just give you. You think I have Takes a while. All right, enough of this tomfoolery. I want you people to settle down right this minute. This is serious. Let me introduce this band, because they deserve introduction and a little bigger way to change the subject. I know you did something. What do you mean? What did they applaud for? Reiny. Okay. This band is, we kid around, you know, what are you gonna do? You're gonna take it seriously? You gotta kid around them. They are fabulous musicians. They are dedicated, they are serious musicians, and so let me tell you what their names are. Alan is on keyboard. He's a fabulous keyboard player. He plays Moog synthesizer and Hammond organ and xylophone and violin and just everything. He's fabulous. Alan Langer. Alan. Alan also has the only pants with zippers down the front. I don't mean zippers where zippers should be, but he's got zippers down the front, which I've never seen before. Breakaway pants. For a quick getaway or something. Show them your zippers. Stand up on that bench. Those people want to see that zipper. Show those zippers. Go ahead, open up that zipper. Yes. Would you police remove this man? Emery Gordy Jr. is the only bona fide prodigy that I know. He started playing organ when he was 4 years old. He was playing trumpet when he was six. He was playing around with the girls when he was eight. Arrested when he was nine. He's a fantastic musician, really superb. Emery Gordy Jr. He's back there playing. Emery used to play bass. And then he said, oh, I don't just want to play bass, I want to play other things. So he said, okay, you can play whatever you want. Whatever you want to play, wherever it comes, you can play. So you see what he's got there? He's got vibes, xylophone, guitar, acoustic guitars back there. He's got harmonicas, harps. He plays a lot of instruments. He plays a total of 26 instruments, and which is fantastic because... there are only 19 instruments altogether anyway. He played a couple of them twice. Danny Nicholson is on guitar. He plays fabulous guitar. He plays all those great riffs that you hear in between my mediocre guitar playing. Danny Nicholson. Danny! Richard Bennett has... he's right next to Danny. We put a spotlight on Richie. Has always been the youngest member of this group, and he remains today the youngest member of the group. And yesterday was Richard's birthday. It was his 21st birthday. Richard, happy birthday. Yesterday we gave him a bottle of beer on the stage, just to commemorate the 21st birthday. And, he's, believe it or not, he's been playing professionally since he was 13 years old. He's one of the finest guitar players I've ever played with. It's just that simple. Richard Bennett. Yeah. Jefferson Cooley in the back plays conga drums and teeth. He just smiles and he just spreads sunshine wherever he is. Jefferson Cooley. Jefferson, don't you remember what the deal was? Okay. We have a deal. Nobody's shirt is more unbuttoned than mine, and he's got one button too much. Okay.
Harry Belafonte tied it up.
Yes, I know. Jefferson was the original model for the Dutch Master cigar box as a child. And then he grew up and became a musician. We use him as the ultimate weapon. Have you ever heard of Jefferson Moon? Have you ever heard of the Jefferson Moon? I thought it was famous. We'll leave a place, we'll leave a concert coliseum like this or whatever, in which we're all in the same car. And occasionally you'll have people who follow you. And generally what we do in that case is try to lose them. But if we can't lose them, we pull our ultimate weapon and we call it the Jefferson Moon. And the Jefferson Moon works like this. We pull up alongside of the car. Swiftly and stealthily, with hardly a sound being made, Jefferson lowers his window, drops his pants, and backs out. The Jefferson Moon. Coward, you said that you would do it in front of 10,000 people. He needs a window. Let's see. Sometimes I work a variation on it with the window closed. They call it pressed ham. It's awe-inspiring. It's cured people of diseases. He used the word from Earl Roberts doing it to his audience. Now, Jefferson, I want you to come out here. I want you to come out here tonight and face these people. I want you to look at these people in the face and give them what you know how to give them best, Jefferson. I want you to cure these people. I want you to bend over backwards and cure them. Will you do that, Jefferson? You coward. Don't. Is it possible to egg him on? Are you going to do it? ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town, the sound of that good gospel beat. It's a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and a gospel room. and each one there has one thing shared. They have sweated beneath the same sun, looked up in wonder at the same moon, and wept when it was all done, for being done too soon.
Cleanse the soul and wash away the pain.
padre. Tanta la vida. Siempre conmigo. Para los niños. Canta libre de mi madre y mi padre. Canta libre. Canta libre. Canta libre. She was morning and I was nighttime. When they woke up to find her lying beside my bed, I softly said, "Come take me." In need of someone as though I've done someone wrong somewhere, but I now know where. I don't know where completely. You are the sun, I am the moon. She sang to me a song, she rang to me words that rang in me, rhyme that sprang from me warm the night. And what was right became me. I am the moon, you are the words I It's really nice of me to be able to come up on a stage and do those songs, despite the fact that they're my songs. I love to sing them, what can I say? But I realized a couple of years ago that there were other beautiful songs around, beautiful music, beautiful things being said that could touch me, that could move me. And so I'd like to do a beautiful, beautiful song written by Tom Paxton, which I wish I had written, but I didn't, so I'll just sing it. It's a lesson too late for the learning. Made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know, that was the last thing on my mind. Got reasons for going. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. For the winds have been steadily growing. Well, I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know, that was the last thing on my mind. It's a great, great, beautiful Joni Mitchell song that I like to do because I like her lyrics because they give me a perspective that I'm not often privy to. It's the perspective of a woman, and it's different, believe it or not, it's different. And I like it. It's delicate and it's sensitive. It opens up things in myself. There's a song called Chelsea Morning. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard was the song outside my window. And the traffic wrote the words. It came ringing up like Christmas bells, wrapping up like pipes and drums. Won't you stay? We'll put on the day and we'll wear it till the night comes. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning. The first thing that I saw was the sun through yellow curtains and the rainbow.
La 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 la.
its way a glad song. Yes, a glad song. A simple tune that simply seems to make you feel good when you sing along. Song, song, blue, everybody knows. Song, song, blue, every garden grows one. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then. Take the blues and make a song. Lord, you sing them out again. Sing them out again. Here we go. Song, song, blue, weeping like a willow. Song, song, blue, sleeping on my pillow. Simply got no choice. Song, song, blue, everybody knows. Song, song, blue, every garden grows one.
windows. Empty hallway, pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. Humankindness is overflowing. Think that it's going to rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, frozen smiles to chase love away. Humankindness is overflowing, and I think that it's going to rain today. Tin can at my feet, kick it down the street. Lord, that's no way to treat a friend. For me, signs implore me, help the needy, show them the way. Humankindness is overflowing. Beautiful, beautiful Randy Newman song. Great writer. The most commonly used word in the English language, any language, the most commonly used word is the word I. It is the simplest thing that you can write. It's the simplest thing that the basic caveman, the primitive man could write. It's one line down, I. And the most basic number that you can find is the word, the number one. It's the same thing, it's one line down. It's the simplest, most basic, most important thing to all of us. I. One. I. I am.
LA is fine, the sun shines most of the time. I feel it is laid back. Palm trees grow and rent so low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am, I said, chair. I am, I cried. I am, said I. And I am lost, and I can't even say why. trick for years. Of a free.